Testing one, turd three. Testing one, turd three. Ow. Headphones are so loud today. Audience, I'm a little frustrated. It's been a while since I've done a grum. I almost apologized, but I decided not to. I don't have a lot of time. I'm exhausted. Yeah, I've started a new job after I got back from New Orleans, and I have to prioritize things, you know? It's a lot. So, theme song. But the problem is, so I had to move all this shit around because I didn't want the new job to see how messy my house is and my hair. When I do, it's all remote, this new job, all remote through the webcam. I didn't want them to see how horrible my house looks, which means I had to sort of move things around. I didn't want them to know that I grum, and which normally the microphone would be in my view. So I had to change the microphone to the other side of the desk so that, you know, they would see me only against the backdrop of my window treatments, which are really shitty IKEA ones. And so that worked fine, but then this is the first grub I'm using with the mic in that new position, and guess what? Noise. I don't know why. It's a different mic. Remember when I had noise last year or 2 years ago and I got a new mic because it was making noise in a certain angle? Well, now this one is making noise in a certain angle, but it's the other angle. So it's horrible. So I'm using this plug-in, the RX-8 voice denoise, which I don't really like to use because it's, you know, I feel like it takes away from fidelity, even though nobody can notice, especially me. But I just want to show you the difference. Okay, so the noise filter is on now. Now be quiet and listen to when it's off. You hear that? Hear that background noise? Makes me want to kill myself. Anyway, at least this makes it go away. Does it fuck up the fidelity of my voice at all, audience? Anyway, so I don't have much time here. I want to read a thing for you. I really just want to read a Roger Smoles letter. I don't want to get too much involved in really anything else because I just want to let you know I'm still here. Oh, I also got some nice album art from John Werner. Got some nice birthday greetings, which you're welcome to do if you didn't get a chance to send me some birthday greetings. Bloated Lesbian on the Cash App, and Rishi at hotmail.com, RISHEY at hotmail.com for the PayPal or the Amazon gift cards. You're welcome to. Anyway, and my Substack, which has really been neglected lately also because of my grumature, but it's my new venture, but I'm hoping, you know, that'll change soon. I'm still doing it mostly, but usually it's just a drawing for the day, which maybe will be worth some money when I NFT that shit, but, you know, I don't know how to do any of that crap. Where's my Roger Smalls emails? And then we're just going to answer that, and that's fucking it. Maybe I'll play a record or something, but I'm exhausted. Yeah, I'm exhausted. But the job's getting better. I know I was complaining at first. It was really scary. I had the imposter syndromes at first. I was really scared because, you know, I thought, what if I fuck up? But things are going well. It's definitely, I feel like it was a good move for me. So that's that. Let's see. Can I make the text bigger, Roger, on this? I'm not sure. Why did you send me such small text? You know, I'm an old woman and I have a hard time seeing visual with the visuals. Sort by, I'm still trying to figure out I got a second monitor, but it's tiny. The Giga Tigger recommended it, and it's pretty good, but it's tiny. I have a small house with small places. I would like to have gotten a second LG ultra-fine monitor, but the problem is this stupid Mac Mini that I have only allows one FireWire connection and Thunderbolt, whatever it's called, and the other one has to be HDMI, and I have to go through all this fakakta things because the monitor I like only has Thunderbolt and USB-C connectors, which means I'm fucked because the stupid Mac Mini will only connect to one via Thunderbolt to USB-C. The second one has to be HDMI, which means I need this horrible Chinese... What's buzzing? this horrible Chinese connector to make it all work. And I can't. I can't deal with any of that. Not right now. Not right now. But this monitor I got is portable, so I can take it with the coffee shop and have lots of gear. A lot of people like gear. And I think it sort of improves your social standing when you have more gear at the coffee shop. All right, let's see here. I don't know which monitor to put it on. I guess I'll put it on the bigger one so I can, my text will be bigger. So this is from, am I recording? Let me see. Yes. Roger Smalls, it's dated March 7th, it's almost a year. Sorry, Roger. Dearest Madge, it was so nice to hear your voice today. Oh, no, wait. We're going to have Black Siri read it like I did before. I like that. And then I'll read it again.
Dearest Madge, it was so nice to hear your voice today.
Hold on.
Thank you for answering my query.
Hold on.
Although I know that all women and fledged lovers, dearest Madge.
Wait, stop it.
It was so nice to hear your voice today. Thank you.
There's another way I think you have to make it. There's something else I did wrong. How do you do it? There's another. Something happened to my hotkeys, audience. I forget now. Oh, jeez. Ah, shit. I can't remember now. It's a different hotkey I have to use in order to get the text-to-speech to work. That's not it. Is that it?
Show.
Oh, there we go. See, the Black Siri is, of course, has a harder... to get the Black voice, you have to go through hoops.
Dearest Madge, it was so nice to hear your voice today. Thank you for answering my query. Although I know that all women and flids love receiving messages with emojis, I will not include them in any forthcoming correspondence due to your speak and spell device talking gibberish and making me sound stupid. Smiling pile of poo. One thing I notice is that you often ask your audience, is this thing recording? Dot. I can confirm in every instance I have heard you ask this, you have been recording. This logic confuses me if you ask this question, but you weren't recording, I would never hear the question. My brain keeps going round in circles trying to decipher this dichotomy. To help solve this, I have compiled a list of dates when you didn't release a show in 2022. Therefore, you may have asked, is this thing recording? But you weren't, because no subsequent show was released containing the question. 1st January 9th, was not recording when you asked. 11th January 16th, not recording again. 18th January 30th, didn't record. 1st February 6th, it was recording then. 8th February 13th, not recording. 15th February 27th, no. 1st, 3rd March 6th, wasn't recording. I can also confirm all the shows you did release had no blank sections, thereby leaving only the dates above. If you could recall those dates, anytime you remember asking, is this thing recording, then you definitely were not recording because you didn't release a show that day. I hope this helps answer your question and narrow the problem with your faulty recording device and potentiometers. You remind me of an anti-vaxxer friend who believes in conspiracy theories, government surveillance, and flat earth. Whenever he goes in a room, he always asks, is this thing recording, whilst checking behind picture frames, under lamps, telephones, and toilet seats for cameras. I think he's paranoid because no government agency would waste their time ever-stripping on an unemployed father of eight and his crackpot ideas about 5G. Microchip implants and Mayans predicting the Y2K bug. Questions. Should I cut ties with anti-vaxxers? Do they make you feel anxious and unsafe? Have they always been idiots? We just never noticed it and the pandemic has shown their true colors. Or am I myself a naive idiot who is too trustworthy of official scientific data and people much cleverer than you or I? Are some people just saying the opposite to make them sound clever or to antagonize others? Pikey Mikey's mom purchased a new queening seat. Yours in yeast. Roger Smalls. 21 milliliters left. 20 milliliters, right? Set up Outlook for Nokia.
Well, there's a lot. There's a lot to, what do the kids say? Sort through. No, they say like sift through. No, there's another thing. There's a lot to, I can't remember the expression. There's a lot to deal with. We'll circle back. Dearest Madge, it was so nice to hear your voice today. Thank you for answering my query. Today is no longer today, but you're welcome. Although I know all women and I don't know what they're fillids, fill, like 13 inches, that fill? Wait.
13 inches.
Why is she so low?
13 inches.
Oh, I forgot about
my pussy matters.
Yeah.
Half on page this.
I forgot my cycles. It's been so long.
Have a great time, man. Have a great time, man. 4 pieces don't matter, but her fucking pussy matters. My pussy matters.
You make no sense.
My pussy matters. Black lives matter.
Half
my
on
pussy
page
matters.
Half on page this.
Have a great time. Have a great time, ma'am. Black lives matter. My pussy matters.
Oh, I love sucking pussy, baby.
Wherever. I mean, whatever. So, Phils. Oh, yeah, the Phils. Although I know that all women and Phils love receiving messages with emojis, I will not include them in any forthcoming correspondence due to your speak and spell device talking gibberish and make me sound stupid. Smiling pile of poo. Well, it's not really the speak and spell device, Blurry's fault. If he's just repeating what you're saying. Ugh, like this. Yeah, let's try it again.
Due to your speak and spell device talking gibberish and making me sound stupid, smiling pile of poo.
Yeah, you said that, Roger. Not him. Them. One thing I notice is you often ask, is this thing recording? Can I confirm in every instance that I've heard you ask this, you have been recording? Well, I'm not really asking the audience, is this thing recording? I'm asking, who am I asking? Maybe myself or the device? Is this thing recording? No, it can't be the device because I'm talking about it in like a third person. Is this thing recording? I think I'm talking to myself. Is this thing recording? Yeah, I'm talking to myself. I can talk to myself, Roger. You don't have to answer that question. I know that I'm not really asking the audience in the case of... No, I mean, I am asking the audience if it's recording. Yeah, maybe you're right. All right. Yeah, I understand why your Brian.
Brian.
You didn't say brain. You wrote Brian. Your Brian keeps going round in circles trying to decipher this dichotomy. To help solve this, I have compiled a list of dates when you didn't release the show in 2022. Therefore, you may have asked, is this thing recording? But you weren't because no subsequent show was released containing the question. First through 9th January. Well, you're writing the dates backwards because you're British. I'm not British. It should be January 1st through 9th. It was not recording when you asked. 11th. No, I can't read the dates like that, Roger. January 11th. I have to translate it in my mind in real time, which is hard for me. I'm old. January 11th through 16th. Not recording again. January 18th through 30th. It didn't record. February 1st through 6th. It wasn't recording then. You're implying like I record every day, right? I don't. In fact, I can't remember the last time I wasn't actually recording when I said that. I usually am. February 8th through 13th, not recording. February 15th through 27th, not recording. March, 2022. Oh, so you're only doing 2022. I was thinking 21. 1st, 3rd, and 6th of March. Again, I didn't even bother translating that. It's too hard. Wasn't recording. And then you wrote this on March 7th. So I guess you weren't sure yet if I was going to be recording. I can also confirm that the shows you did release had no blank sections, thereby leaving only the dates above. Not fair. If you could recall those dates at any time you remember as asking, is this thing recording, then you definitely were not recording because you didn't release a show that day. I hope this helps answer your question, narrow the problem with your faulty recording device and potentiometers. I appreciate your use of that word. They used to call them POTS, like Potsy Weber on the Happy Days. You remind me of an anti-vaxxer friend who believes in conspiracy theories, government surveillance, and flat earth. Whenever he goes into the... I wonder if it's Twinkle Boy. Or now he's TDYLN. Got a lot bigger, though. Whenever he goes into a room and always asks, is this thing recording... whilst checking behind picture frames, under lamps, telephones, and toilet seats for cameras. I think he's paranoid because no government agency would waste their time eavesdropping on an unemployed father of eight, and his crackpot ideas about 5G microchip implants, and Mayans predicting the Y2K bug. I feel like when I turn my head directly at the mic, it sounds better. Questions. But it's really hard to do that because then it's hard to read. That's why I was trying to use the other monitor, but the screen is too small. Everything is just awful for me. Yeah, everything is, really. I'm just weird. I'm not OCD that much in my normal life, but with this fucking audio shit, I'm just crazy still. Questions. Should I cut ties with anti-vaxxers? Are people still anti-vaxxers even at this late point? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It depends on how crazy. If it's just about the vaccine and they're not tying it and they're not indoctrinated from other sort of propaganda circles, what I've found is that I think what's happening is there is propaganda going around. Maybe a lot of it is from Russia. I'm not sure where it originates, but there's definitely, I don't know why anybody would spread propaganda though to be anti-vax, because how does that, you can't use that to like push a nation state ahead, because everybody loses if the pandemic is raging. There's, it doesn't make sense to sort of, like, why would Russia, for example, want to, hurt America by creating anti-vaxxers. I understand it creates political discord, but the side effect of anti-vax is very bad because it allows the virus to perpetuate, or is that the right word? Perpetuate throughout the world. Or maybe it doesn't. I don't know, because at first the vaccine was supposed to be, see, this vaccine, it's anti-vaxxers for COVID is harder because, the Gwyneth Paltrow type anti-vaxxers and the pre-COVID anti-vaxxers, I feel like maybe we should look at that differently, because those people were like against measles vaccinations, which have been proven for years. So I can kind of understand why somebody wouldn't want to take a COVID vaccine, I guess, because it's new. But I mean, I certainly did. And, because there was so much changing science behind it that it confuses people, and then people take advantage of that. My screen went to screensaver. So first of all, let me just say this. I'm strongly a pro-vaxxer. I love needles. I take all my shots, and I'm excited that I'm going to get a fourth one. It's all great. But at the same time, I do understand some hesitancy because, you have this constantly changing thing. At first, the vaccine was to stop it from spreading, and then that stopped working with the newer variants, and now it's about stopping to get it. Then it was about not getting it yourself, but then you still get it, only it's not as severe and keeps you out of the hospital. So the sort of, the goal keeps, or the goalpost, as the kids say, or what kids, I don't know, keeps changing, and there's more variants. And if, I don't understand though why, like, the flu vaccine changes the formulary every year, but the COVID vaccine just has only had one so far, and they don't seem to be adapting it to these new variants, so it becomes less and less effective. I just found out today a family member of mine got the COVID, and she's certainly highly vaccinated, so I don't know what the fuck. So should you cut ties with anti-vaxxers? I would say it depends, because are they in a propaganda weird place where their belief? There's one thing that was interesting. Kyle showed me from my Telegram group, sort of some evidence, and I believe it was Canadian research that showed that there's a really high correlation between that fucking sound. Even though I have the sound thing turned off. For some reason, mail still chimes, even though I'm on Do Not Disturb, and that sucks. So there's a high correlation between being anti-vax and being pro-Russia. So, in terms of the Ukraine thing, the Ukraine war. So, which tells me, and this is, I know it's maybe a big jump, logically, but I was suspicious of this before from just watching people I know that are, because I do know people that are in that sort of, they're soaking in propaganda. And I feel like most of this propaganda is coming from social media, sort of, groups, like secret groups, like my Telegram group, except we're not like that. Although once there was somebody that was trying to do, put some like crazy pro ivermectin shit in there saying, oh, maybe ivermectin works. This was last summer when all the, you know, when there's a lot of nonsense about ivermectin that was just completely without any scientific basis. And I just put a stop to it. And then that person ended up just, you know, in a huff leaving my Telegram group. Because I just wasn't having it. You know, that was, it was just so obviously propaganda. And I don't know what, I would love to see a real investigation as to how it works, but I have a sense that the propaganda that makes people sort of with this, you know, pro-Putin saying Ukraine is Nazis and all this shit and somehow justifies, I mean, I've heard the dumbest justification for Putin invading Ukraine, like, well, it's U.S.'s fault for all this NATO buildup. Well, that doesn't really work when it sort of proves its own case because, okay, well, the buildup was because these countries were afraid, the people in these countries were afraid of Russia invading them like they do throughout the centuries, and they didn't want it to happen again, so they wanted to join NATO. And then it fucking happens, and so it just makes its own case for NATO the whole time. So it retroactively sort of, you know, vindicates the case for NATO. And, you know, because I would have agreed with that before the invasion, and I didn't think Putin was going to invade. I had it all wrong. But so anyway, so people that believe the sort of pro-Russia propaganda when it comes to Ukraine, there's a high correlation between those people and the anti-vaxxers. And I think it's these same, and the anti-maskers. So I think there's this weird propaganda thing that's happening, and I don't know if it's on purpose. I suspect it is, and I think it's coming from groups. I think it's coming from private Facebook groups, Telegram groups, and things like that. And of course, fucking that fucking sound. I hate it. I guess I can just turn off the sound since I don't need it, right? Oh, where did it go? My inbox. What is coming? It's probably garbage. Oh, Amazon. Ugh, garbage I don't even want. Let me turn off the sound. Hold on. There. Do they make you feel anxious and unsafe? The anti-vaxxers? Not really, because I don't really feel like, it's pretty clear now that the vaccine doesn't really stop the spread of this thing anyway. It just protects yourself. So no, it doesn't really, unless I have that wrong. Feel free to correct me. Show me some stats. I don't know that the science is very good, and I don't think the dissemination of the science has been very good. I don't think the transparency has been very good in this country, particularly talking about the CDC. Have they always been idiots? We never just noticed it, and the pandemic has shown their true colors. No, I think it has to do with propaganda and getting caught in a circle. And I think there needs to be some research as to how these, like, it almost seems to me like there are people being there, you know, maybe there's like, I know they talk about the troll farms and the bot farms. And I think it might be more specific than that, where it's more like, I think they may be sending people sort of like almost like undercover agents to various chat rooms. And they, like this person in my chat room may have been one of them. It's kind of like they plant a seed and the seed starts to spout this conspiracy stuff. Like if I had let the person stay and be like, oh, unchallenged, like, hey, ivermectin might work. And then that sort of mind virus might have spread. And then my Telegram could have been a place to spread, you know, basically false information about COVID. And that seed might have been deliberate. And then once you create that, then you have other people that go to other chat rooms and spread those seeds. I don't know, but I suspect something like that may be happening. So I just don't know. I mean, I don't know if they're all idiots. I don't think it's that simple. Or myself, a naive idiot who is too trustworthy of scientific data and people to be much cleverer than you or I. No, I don't think so. I think you're just normal, except for the weird things in your life. Are some people just saying the opposite to make them sound clever or to antagonize others? Sure, some are. Some are. I don't know, Roger. This is all stuff I don't know the answer to. Pikey Mikey's mom just purchased a new queening seat. I don't know what a queening seat is. I'll look it up. Queening seat. Why don't you explain what it is? Do you really think I'm going to know what that is? See, nothing. Google found nothing. Queening chair. Oh, for face sitting. Oh. Check out the queening chair. Wait a second. Face sitting on Amazon? Queening chair. Ride your lover's face. Here, I'll let Blurry read it. I don't know if I can handle this. Yeah, I don't know if I can read this myself. It's weird. Oh.
Face sitting is made easy thanks to this queening chair. Ride and grind on your partner's face with ease and indulge without soreness or fatigue. Adjustable head support. The adjustable straps fit most heads and customize the amount of exposed face so you can play with different degrees of domination. Reinforce your superiority. Sit on your lover as you go about your day, read a book, have a conversation, or enjoy a meal as you assert your dominance and comfort. Measurements, box. It's 13 inches in height, 20 inches in width, and 27 inches in length. Face hole is an egg-shaped 11 inches in length and 8 inches in width. Material, wood PU leather and metal.
Face sitting. The queening chair. It looks interesting. I didn't realize there's such a thing. Why do you need a special camp? Interesting. It's red with black straps, black leather. $299 for a queening chair. But Roger called it a queening seat, right? So, I don't know about that. Oh, in the middle of the... Oh, I closed my mail because I was tired of the noise. Yours in yeast, Roger Smalls, 21 milliliters left, 20 milliliters right. I don't know if that's testicles or what. And I don't know why you're still using Outlook for Nokia either, and that's it. All right. Well, audience, Roger, that's really sweet of you. And,
Her pieces don't matter, but her fuzz, her fucking pussy matters.
Her fuzz.
Her pieces don't matter, I feel like but I need her to, fuzz, her fucking pussy matters.
I feel like I need to isolate the fuzz, so let me just do that, right?
Her pieces don't matter, but her fuzz, her fucking pussy matters.
I'm going to isolate the fuzz. Yeah. And then I'm going to move this mic back. I got to figure this shit out. I can't take it. Yeah. Her fuzz. Her fuzz. Her fuzz. What's, why do I keep saying that? I think I don't want her fuzz. I think I just want fuzz. Let's see. Now her. Her fuzz. I don't know about any of it.
Her fuzz! Her fuzz! Her fuzz! Her fuzz!
I guess. I mean, I'm not happy with it, but I don't know what else to do. Her fuzz? You all right? Okay, I gotta rename it now. Her fuzz. But I won't. I have to make this the... I have to make this, the default template if I want to keep her fuzz.
Her fuzz! Her fuzz! Her fuzz!
Can we get a motel? Oh, I love sucking pussy, baby.
Her fuzz! You make no sense. You make no sense. My pussy matters! Her fuzz! Her fuzz! Her fuzz!
Yeah, I don't like it.
So what are you doing tonight?
I'm not sure. I do know that my spouse bought pork chops, but she accidentally bought, like, sirloin strip steaks instead, and that's why they were $28 for two, which is weird, but okay. I guess I'll play a recording of something, and that'll be next. Bye.
My pussy matters. Black lives matter.
Have
my pussy matters.
Have fun paying your oldest.
Have Black a great lives time. Matter. My
Have
pussy
a great
matters.
Time. Have a great time, ma'am.
Black lives matter. My pussy matters.
You make no sense. What is wrong with you?
Her pussy don't matter, but her pussy, her fucking pussy matters. Black lives don't matter.
Seals, have you seen my wife?
I seen her.
The lock on the door don't fit my key no more. Seals, I just got in from Los Angeles, California. I'm running on the railroad.
Railroad?
Porter. Got in town at 7 o'clock this morning.
Uh-huh.
Stuck my key in the lock. Do you know it jumped? bought a suit satchel full of good liquor all the way from California.
Liquor?
Yeah. I know you like good old garden gin.
Drink gin, it ain't no sense.
Have a drink, see you.
Woo! Boy, this stuff is all right.
That's good liquor, ain't it?
Yeah.
That's 100-proof liquor, boy.
100-proof.
Come from way across the ocean.
No.
You can taste the Pacific in that liquor there.
Yeah, I can see the waves on it.
Yeah? Have you seen my wife?
Seen her.
Are you sure?
I ain't seen her.
You my large brother. See, have another drink.
Ooh, got dandruff in my hair.
I know you're feeling good now, ain't you?
Oh, this stuff hit the spot.
Drink hearty and stay in your party.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, I know you're feeling good now.
Ooh.
You see my wife?
Big, you got a dirty woman.
I know you know something. I saw you coming out that room, see?
Oh, I know a lot of something.
I know you have to know something.
I like to meddle in folks' business.
You can talk to me, you my personal friend.
You know one thing.
What's that, see?
Your wife is dirty, 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 dirty.
Have another drink. Drink my liquor and talk to me.
Oh, I talk to everybody right here.
Yeah.
I know folks you don't know.
I know everybody in town.
You know Jim Green.
Jim Green is my best friend.
No.
Yes, he is.
Big?
Huh?
Jim Green is biting you in the back.
Now, look out, Seal. Don't talk like that now.
And I know where they at right now.
Where are they at, boy?
You know where the Atlas Hotel?
You know I know where the Atlas Hotel is.
They're right there now.
Don't tell me no more, Seals. Take the liquor and go home, boy. Where I'm going, I ain't gonna need no liquor. Doggone, I'm gonna ruin that woman. That woman's dirty. Oh, she's dirty, 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 dirty. But I ain't gonna raise my hand to hit her. I'm gonna uppercut her. That's what I'm gonna do to her. Oh, that's been good to that woman. And she's messing around with my best friend. Oh.
Nowhere.
Man, you floating, ain't you?
Boy, I'm laying on the railroad.
On the railroad?
Pullman Porter.
Pullman Porter,
just got in town.
You did from where?
Los Angeles, California.
Oh, that's a long trip.
Oh, boy, it takes 7 days to go out and come back.
Yeah.
And I'm tired.
Yeah, I bet
just
you are.
Just got in town.
Yeah. Bet you loaded.
Boy, I'm tired, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I just got in town this morning.
You did?
Yeah, I went to my house, you know.
Uh-huh.
Got that 7 o'clock.
You did?
Knocked on my door to 9.
Yeah.
And you know something strange that happened in my house?
Yeah, what?
You know my key won't fit in my lock?
The key won't fit in your lock?
No, I don't know what happened.
Well, something's erratically wrong.
Yeah, it fit when I left there.
Yeah?
I stuck it in this morning to jump back in my hand.
Well, you better take a look into this, man.
You don't go right. I got this very serious about
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
Is you seen my wife?
I ain't seen her.
You ain't seen my wife?
I ain't seen her.
You my next door neighbor.
That's right.
You live right in your next door to me.
That's right.
You can set your kitchen look smack in that my bedroom.
That's right.
You looked over there and seen my wife?
I ain't seen her.
That's strange. We are brothers of the same lodge.
Sure are.
You belong to the same lodge I do.
I sure do.
We belong to the Grand United Order of Night Owls.
That's right.
And you the past exalted ruler of the lodge.
That's right.
If you looked around town and seen my wife.
I ain't seen her.
That's funny. Brother to brother.
Brother to brother.
And man to man.
Man to man.
If you seen my wife.
I ain't seen her.
Have mercy. I give you the high stress of the sign of the lodge.
That's right.
So I know if you saw, you would have told me that.
I sure would have.
That's strange.
Yeah, well.
So I tell you, I thought about you from out in California.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That makes you a real brother.
Yeah, you see, I come back and bought this whole suitcase here.
Yeah?
And I've got a whole suitcase full of liquor.
You got a satchel full of liquor?
Boy, it's good stuff.
I figured.
I know you could do it a gram.
Yeah.
And I figured you would like some.
Yeah.
You look at a big bottle of scotch.
Oh, man, I don't drink no scotch.
You don't drink scotch?
No.
You don't drink scotch, man.
I don't like scotch.
Oh, bourbon, you bourbon.
Oh, man, will you please forget it? I don't drink no bourbon.
And don't drink no bourbon?
No.
I just thought about the thing that happened. The last time I was with you, you're drinking gin.
That is gin?
Gin?
Man, you hit the nail on the head.
Drink gin, cause yeah. It ain't no sin.
It sure ain't no sin.
Boy, you like it?
I love it.
Take that bottle of gin in your hand.
Yes.
Did you see my wife?
I ain't seen her.
But go ahead.
Excuse me while I take a drink.
Have a drink, because you're a brother of mine, Lodge, and we're a good friend. And we've been friends over a period of years. And you know what I like about you?
What's that, Bigby?
You're the man that carried me into the organization.
Well, you know I vouch for you.
I never got into the organization. Don't be for you.
It don't be for me. You don't make it,
you
man.
You don't go right. You wouldn't have made it. My application would have been turned down just like that.
Flat.
But you said, go ahead, have another drink.
Well,
have another drink.
Well, I don't mind if I do.
Yeah, don't put the stop on. Have another drink. Well, I talk to you because you're a friend of mine and
yes.
a brother of mine, Lord.
Right.
And I got all the money I got. I got a whole month's pay in my pocket.
Yeah.
Got my money this morning.
Yeah.
And it ain't touched yet. Because I said to myself, I'll about meet one of my good old friends
yeah.
and my Lord brother.
Yeah.
And maybe your rent is due. I don't know.
No,
if it is, I'll take care of it.
Will you take care of my
rent? Sure, you know I will. Have a drink. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I will.
I said to myself, I said, well, now, my brother is a funny fella.
Yes, sir.
I said, he is a nice fella.
Excuse me, man. Play me with.
Yeah.
We just had to take a drink.
Yeah, go ahead. Take another drink. I said, my brother's a large brother and a friend of mine, and I don't see why.
Ooh-wee.
Are you feeling good?
Oh, man, I'm mellow as a jelly.
That gin is good, ain't it?
But it's the best gin.
That gin come from way across the ocean.
Oh, it did.
You can taste the Pacific in that whiskey.
I thought I saw some waves.
Take another drink. God, you're a friend of mine, a brother of mine, Lodge, and I know we brothers got to sit down and talk one day about each other's business, you understand?
That's right.
And I know you're a brother of mine, Lodge, and I know how you feel about me, because you know how I feel about you.
Yes, right.
Are you feeling good?
I'm feeling great.
Have another drink of liquor. Have another drink of my liquor. You was my friend, a brother of mine, Lodge. Boy, I like you. I always did like you.
I like you too, friend.
You like me?
You're one of my best friends.
That's right.
Yeah.
How you feeling now?
Oh, I'm in a glow.
You're in a glow, huh?
Yeah.
Did you see my wife?
Pig.
Huh?
Pig, you got a dirty one.
Take another drink. Someone I saw you coming down the street, I know that.
Jimmy.
Yeah?
No, I'm a real, honest, true brother.
I know you are.
And I don't like to stick my nose in other people's business.
No, you don't bother nobody.
No, because it is bad business, especially when it's man and wife.
That's right, you know that.
But she a dirty woman.
Take another drink of my liquor. Drink my liquor and talk to me.
Hey, me.
Huh?
Let me change something.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can see you right now.
Yeah?
Exactly where she is.
You can tell me where she is now?
Ah, sure.
But you know where she's at right now?
No, Pig. You know I don't like to stick my nose.
I know you don't like to do that. I know you don't.
I don't like to talk about her.
I know you don't like to talk about her.
But, Pig, you're such a good brother.
I know I'm a good brother.
If I was to tell you, you know where the Alice Hotel is.
The Alice Hotel?
Yeah.
You know I know where it's at. Sure.
Pig, if you went to the Alice Hotel, right there is where she is.
Well, who she with? I don't understand who she with.
Oh, man, listen. Yeah. This is going to break your heart.
No, it ain't going to break my heart. It's going to break my head. I know what's going to happen.
You know Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson?
Yeah.
Ben Johnson is my best friend.
Well, I got
to take another drink and talk to me.
Let me tell you.
Ben is my best friend. Ben ain't done me no harm, is it?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah?
Ben Johnson and your wife.
And my wife.
Is right up there at the Alice Hotel.
Sitting in that room in the Alice Hotel? What room is they in?
In room 202.
202? Don't tell me no more. You got all the liquor, because I ain't going to need none where I'm going now. I'm going to jail. I know where I'm going. Yeah, you got all liquor.
You're a good friend.
I know it, and you're a friend of mine.
Yeah, you're my
friend. Don't worry about nothing, though. You're all right with me, yeah? Everything's all right. Now, don't fall down. Don't fall down. You're all right with me. You are my friend. I'm going to kill my wife if I see her, if I don't change my mind. I'm going to kill her. That ain't no way in the world. Oh, look at here. Yes, you come here now. Hello, baby. I was talking to
you. Are you speaking to me, or would you like to?
I'm talking to you. Don't start no mess here. Now, what's wrong with you?
Now,
Now listen, Hot Papa.
Yes?
When I say I'm through, that's final.
What you mean final, baby?
Why, just look at you.
What's wrong with me?
Why, you an old model.
Old model?
Why, I'm looking for new ideas. Nothing parks in my garage but brand new cars.
Good rest of the life.
And believe me, I'm sticking pat with plenty of bucks to back up what I'm saying.
Have mercy.
And another thing, Hot Papa.
Yes?
If that collar is a little too tight,
yes,
and don't fit,
uh-huh,
then final and crack back.
Don't turn that corner. Don't turn. Hot Mama, I know you were sticking pat with plenty of bucks, but you got to remember they're mine. I made making down pads on the rattler. I ain't gonna stand to weed the sis. See you weed them books and bucks out the normal stud. Your cracking is outrageous. If that's the kind of gas that's flowing through your tank, you better change oil. Because Pete Papa's sticking pat with a small engine. Shut up. I ain't shot you. Pistol. I ain't shot you yet, gal. And I mean it's all ready to fire. And I'll park any old bogus broad in the deep moss to try to hand me the double cross. Take my arm and let's go home quiet now.
Because
I'll kill you on the whole side.
Daddy, I ain't.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Oh, Pig, I had a lovely time.
Did you have a lovely time, nigga?
Oh, Pig, my goodness.
You know, when I take a day out, I don't jive, you know. I run in my hand in my pocket and took you to that cabaret, and we had a ball, didn't we?
Oh, Pig,
I told you to drink anything you want to drink.
You told me that?
Did you drink anything you wanted?
I drank everything I wanted to.
I know you had a ball. You enjoyed yourself, oh, didn't you?
Hey, Pigmy, I noticed you were spending a lot of money.
Spending a lot of money? When the man bought the check, what did I do? Paid it, didn't I? You know how much money I was spending now?
No, how much?
$1.60.
Well,
now
you did spend a lot of money.
I spent a whole $1.60 now and throwing them a quart of chips, you understand? I'm a sport when I go out.
You're a big tipper, too.
Yeah, I'm a good tipper. Don't worry about nothing when you come down with me. You understand? You're going out with a gold, you with a guy that knows how to spend money.
Oh, yeah.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Oh, Pig. But, Pig, look. I had a nice time.
Yeah.
But I really must go home.
Go home?
Uh-huh.
No, don't go home now. Wait a minute. Don't go home.
What you mean, don't go home?
No, you see, I done spent my money. Don't go home now.
Wait a minute, Pigmy.
Huh?
Just because you spent $1.60 on me,
yeah,
that doesn't mean you own me.
No, but I own some of you. Let me tell you something, gal. When I spend $1.60, that's an investment. You know that, don't you? And when I make an investment, I expect dividends.
Well, I'm sorry, Pig. I must go home, really.
Well, I'm going home with you then. We're going home together.
But
I'm following my money tonight. You ain't going home without me. I'm going with you. I'm going with my money. Don't start that. Don't jive me, you know.
No, Pig.
You don't drink up my liquor. Don't start that mess. Come on, I'm going home with you.
But, Pig, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
No fellas are allowed in my apartment.
Ain't nobody allowed in your house?
No fellas.
Oh, I got an idea.
Yeah?
Come on, go to my apartment.
Pig, look,
huh?
I'm not in the habit of going over to strange men's apartments.
But look, baby, you ain't got nothing strange about my house. Me and Baby Seal got a bachelor apartment together, you understand?
Right.
And you go down, we'll sit down, we'll play cards. We have not. You play pinochle?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll go have a good pinochle game then.
Well, look, Pig,
uh-huh,
I'm going to your house on the condition that Baby Seals will be there.
Yeah, Baby's there. He's waiting for me in the house.
And
I know he's there.
And we're going to play cards,
yeah,
and nothing else.
No, that's wrong. We're going to have a nice time.
Well,
Come on, let's go to my house. Yeah, yeah. See, you got my apartment right here. Isn't that nice?
Ooh,
this is another apartment, ain't it? It's a nice place, ain't it?
Oh, this is nice.
Oh, yes, it's real nice. Everything's all right. Now, you get yourself together.
But Pigmy.
I'm going to get myself together.
Pigmy.
Huh?
I thought you said Baby Seals was going
to
be here.
Well, he went around to the store. He's going to get some beer.
No, I'm going home, Pig.
I'm
dog.
Oh, no,
you
babe, ain't going out
here.
No,
no, you're going to stay in here now. Don't start no mess with me now. No, don't start that mess with me now, dare you?
I'm going home now. I thought it was going to be chaperone.
Oh, everything is all right here, baby. Nice warm apartment, nice bed, and everything is there. Good workbench. Look at that. Nothing to worry about. Yeah, you're all right. You're all right in here, baby. Don't worry about a thing, see?
But,
sit down. Put the phone on you. Hello? Oh, it's you, baby. This is my wife. Hey, my wife. I'm starting to mess my wife on the phone. Yeah, baby. Who is here? Ain't nobody but me and the cat. That's all. That's all. Me and the cat. That's all. Well, I'm starting to mess, girl. I don't know how loud my house. I'm talking to my wife now, you know. Yeah, baby. I understand that. But I thought you were going to stay over your girlfriend's house all night. Oh, you decide to come home? Oh, now, wait a minute now. Wait a minute, baby. Why don't you stay here tonight? Now, no need of you coming home now. I'm all right here. Don't worry about it. Oh, you be here in 5 minutes? Well, okay, baby. Yeah. All right. Everything be all right. In 5 minutes, you be home? Okay, don't worry about a thing. I have everything all straight out. Goodbye, baby. Come on now. Get up, dog. Hey, no, don't do that. No, come on.
Come on.
Get up, take your clothes. No, you got to go
home. Let me tell you
my
one
wife
thing,
is coming
Jackie.
Home, man. No,
I'm sorry.
I don't start no
Let
mess
me
in my house now.
Thing.
No, come on, get out of my house, girl. My wife is coming here now. I don't want you in my house. Get out of my house. My wife's coming here.
Let me tell you something.
What's that?
I'm going to tell you one thing about you married men running around here trying to play single.
Yeah?
I'm going to make you suffer like you never suffered before.
Well, I done suffered enough. Come on, get out of my wife's bed. Come on, get out of my wife's bed. I don't want you in my wife's bed. Now, get out of my wife's bed.
I'm going to make you suffer.
Oh, now, that ain't no way to do. I don't understand you. Wait, phone ringing again. I get the phone. I'm fine now. Wait, now be quiet now. Talking. Hello? Oh, it's my wife again. Hello, baby. Yes, sweetheart. You changed your mind. Oh, you did? That's good. You won't be home till tomorrow about 5 o'clock? Oh, that's all right, darling. I'll be happy. Don't worry about me. Everything will be all right. Yeah, don't worry. Everything's all right. Goodbye, baby. Now, doggone if I ain't gonna make you suffer now. Come down there.
More people don't matter.